From the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXE Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. A former editor of the Windham Journal, Sidonia Palace, celebrated her 100th birthday November 12th at her home in Westborough, Massachusetts. Palace worked for the paper for 28 years until 1997. Palace first became interested in journalism because it presented the opportunity to meet people, interact with the community, and get involved in social and political events. She said, and I quote, "It was very rewarding. I liked the idea of being able to send a message and possibly cause change. And of course, my love for writing. All have helped to make this job the most rewarding," end quote. Palace was born in the Czech Republic the day after Armistice Day in 1918. She earned her degree in the Czech Republic, and her first job was with a 150-year-old publishing house, where she stayed until the Germans invaded. Palace eventually took positions in Frankfurt and Berlin before she and her husband emigrated to the U.S. in 1948. Palace said in an interview with the Mountaintop Historical Society in 2015, and I quote, "It was a tragic life in some ways, but we were among the fortunate ones. We got out," end quote. She and her family lived in Jewett for 40 years. Palace served as a 4-H leader and was a volunteer at the Hunter Library and logged more than 4,000 hours as a chauffeur for the Department of Aging. Palace's trick for staying energetic, and I quote, "Connect with people, and it keeps you mentally younger," end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Brian Nearing is reporting for the Times Union. Lyme disease and other tick-borne illnesses reached an all-time high in New York in 2017, with nearly 12,000 confirmed cases of 4 major tick-borne diseases, an increase of 32% according to data recently released by the state health department. Lyme disease accounted for about 80% of the total. 3 other diseases, anaplasmosis, babesiosis, and ehrlichiosis, also continued to increase, state figures showed. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported a record number of tick-borne diseases nationwide in 2017, up 23% from the year before. That report warned that such diseases would likely continue to increase as ticks continue to spread into new areas. CDC warned earlier this year that the U.S. is not prepared to control these threats. According to the CDC, and I quote, "Proven and publicly accepted methods are needed to better prevent tick bites and control ticks and tick-borne diseases," end quote. In New York, Lyme was reported last year in all 57 upstate counties. The 3 lesser-known diseases also appear to be spreading into new areas. Anaplasmosis was found in 34 upstate counties. Rensselaer County had the most cases, followed by Columbia, Saratoga, Washington counties. Babesiosis spread from 15 counties to 26, and ehrlichiosis was found in 21 counties, up from 17. Read the full story in the Times. Michael Gromley is reporting for Newsday. The use of a commission to consider pay raises for some state officials may be unconstitutional, some legal experts say. At issue is a constitutional provision that says the legislature must set compensation for legislators and state officials. Another question is whether the state constitution allows Governor Andrew M. Cuomo and the legislature to give the power of lawmaking to an appointed panel. Albany law professor Vincent Bonventry said, and I quote, "There are serious constitutional questions. All you have to do is look at the New York State Constitution, which makes it pretty clear the compensation for legislators and other elected officials and executive officials is to be set by law. The Constitution makes it absolutely clear that all laws must go through the process of a bill which is passed by both houses of the legislature and goes to the governor," end quote. The commission was created following public opposition to several past attempts to raise salaries. Newsday asked legislative leaders and Cuomo to explain the legal basis for the law they passed to create the commission, but they did not respond to the question. Comptroller Thomas DiNapoli, who is the appointed head of the commission, also declined comment and referred questions to the Attorney General's office. The AG's spokesperson referred questions back to the governor and legislature. The Compensation Commission will hold public hearings November 28th in Albany and November 30th in Manhattan. The deadline for action is December 10th. Read the full story in Newsday. David Lombardo is reporting for Capital Confidential. Although its gubernatorial candidate Stephanie Miner did not win the race, she did garner enough votes to earn the fledgling Serve America Movement Party formal recognition in New York for the next 4 years. Miner received more than 51,300 votes statewide in the November 6 election. SAM, as it's known, was launched this year with bipartisan support as an alternative to the Democratic and Republican parties. Michael Wilner, a member of the SAM board of directors, said the party is in its formative stages and will, and I quote, soon, end quote, be crafting rules and choosing a state chair. He said they will be a, and I quote, very active party, but said it is unlikely they will put together a slate of candidates to run in local elections in 2019. SAM hopes to field its own candidates in the future, but they have not ruled out the possibility of cross-endorsing candidates from other parties, Wilner said. If the Serve America movement is successful in securing ballot access in the majority of states by 2020, it is likely they will back an independent candidate for president. Read the full story at Capital Confidential. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.